God, I want to change. God, I want my family to be healed. God, I want to experience you in a whole different way. God, I want to break this generational curse. God, God, I want. That's all we do. That's all we do. God, I want to see your glory in my life. God, I want to pursue this business. God, I want to be everything that you called me to be. But God is saying, how desperate are you? How bad do you want this? It's one thing to say something, and it's one thing for these words to come out your mouth, but where does the action meet the word? How much action are you willing to put in? How desperate are you?
Girl, look.
Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own personal
life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business.
But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay.
All
right. Just making sure.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K, back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. As you can tell from the intro, like, it's not even a game. Like, this episode is not going to be one of those episodes where you just hear it and you listen to it and not influence you to put action into it. Like, there is something deep. And it's penetrating my heart, and I know that it will penetrate your heart as well as you hear the words that I'm saying. But it's one thing to be a hearer of the word. It's one thing to hear God telling you to do something. It's one thing to hear scriptures and hear a pastor speaking into your life or whatever. It's one thing to be a hearer of the word, but it's another thing to be a doer. So God has charged me with the responsibility of delivering this message or this revelation that he has given me. It's for me, it's for you, it's for your mom, it's for your brother, it's for your sister. So make sure you all are subscribed. Like, let's get that out the way. Make sure you guys are subscribed to this podcast. I would love for you to join the pursuit. God is not playing with us, and I'm not playing with you. So go ahead and subscribe. Share this episode. Leave a review. Leave a rating. And let's not even play. Let's not even waste time. Let's just go ahead and get into it. A lot of us have gone through some things, whether it was before we allow God to come into our lives or after. We've gone through a number of things. We have been stretched. We have been pruned. We have been processed. We have been tried, defeated. We've been in a state of depression. We've been cheated. We've been accused. We've been hurt. And while on this journey of pursuit, a lot of that stuff that we went through has left residue. And at times we find ourselves in situations where we overreact, we react out of our flesh, and we don't bring God into the situation. We don't allow him to sit in those areas and in those places in our life. And a big reason why we aren't desperate enough to change and to become all that God has called us to be is because we are still wrestling with some of that residue. We have not allowed God to come into certain areas in our lives and sit in those areas enough, long enough. We haven't been open enough. We haven't been honest enough for him to actually change us because we are still struggling and we are still dealing with those things. We have put a lot of those things on the back burner. We have closed off our minds and our interpretations of what happened to us that we've forgotten. We've forgotten that we still need God. We think that we just okay. Oh, I'm just okay. I'm gonna just deal with it this way. I'm gonna allow God in this area, but I ain't really gonna let him touch this area. I got this. I'm dealing with this. This is how I've dealt with it my whole life. So I'm gonna continue to deal with it and live in pursuit. No. Sorry. I'm here to tell you that that's not how it's going to be. That's not how God is intending for us to live. We cannot be used by God in the way that he wants us to be used, or that in the way that he wants to use us, because we have not done the work to be usable. Some of us are not usable yet, because we are still battling and struggling with some things. We are still closed off and shut out from the work that God really needs to do. Some of us are still dealing with anger. Some of us are still dealing with haughtiness, pride, bitterness. And God is saying, how do you expect me to bless you with this if you haven't dealt with that? God is saying, how can I properly prune you and get you to the place where you need to be, where I'm calling you to be, if you have not allowed me to do the work in you? See, once God does a work in us, it comes out. The proof comes out. The change becomes obvious. God sure did a work in her. I remember when she used to be this, and I remember when she used to be that. I remember when she used to sleep around. I remember when she used to fight everybody. I remember when she didn't know any other word in the English dictionary but curse words. I remember him when he couldn't put down a bottle of alcohol. I remember him when he couldn't refuse to pop a pill or get high or try to go shoot somebody up. Like, we still dealing with some things. You hear me? We are still dealing with some things, and we have not been completely changed by God, because we won't allow him in those areas. So I'm asking you on today, how desperate are you? How bad do you want to change? How bad do you want to stop living in the place that you're living in right now? How much is it going to take for you? How much pain, how much hurt do you have to continuously go through in order to see that God wants to change you? To see that there is better? To see that there is more for you? Are you comfortable with the residue? Are you okay with where you are right now? And I know some of you are probably thinking, oh, I am good with where I am. I'm changed. I'm prestige. God has done a complete work in me and I am perfect. Let me tell you something. The more scriptures you read, the more you allow God into your heart, the more he is going to change you. Because there are some things that he sees in your blind spots. God is our blind spot. Even when we think we've healed from something, or even when we think that we've learned all that we can learn. There are still some things in the Bible that have yet to transform our minds. I could have read my Bible for 2 weeks straight and had learned all within that 2 weeks. I can read my Bible today and still read something different that's going to change my mind or my perspective, or still prune me and still remind me that I'm not perfect and that I still have work to do. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect. And if you're too scared to address the areas in your life that you've kept hidden from God, how do you expect Him to lead you to where you need to be in life? Like, you know why you need to become desperate for God, desperate for Him to change you? Because every time you get a blessing, you can expect an attack. And the attack might be you. The attack might be your flesh. Well, you know that stimulus check coming on Thursday. What we gonna do with the money? Well, you know, we should go and plan a trip, or we should go find us a man. We should go buy ourselves all of these clothes and all of this jewelry so that we can be noticed by the wrong people. So we can get attention from the wrong people. So that my flesh can be satisfied. Oh, wait, the stimulus check coming on Thursday. Let me go buy myself a bunch of vibrators. Let me go buy myself a bunch of condoms. So I can be straight for a little while. Let me go blow this money on something stupid and miss the opportunity to invest in what God is calling me to invest. A lot of us are being controlled by our flesh. I'm not saying this to y'all, just to y'all. I'm saying this to me too. Your flesh is your test. That's why you need to be desperate for God, desperate to say, God, I need you to mask what I see. Because what I see is not what you see. And what I think is not what you think. God, I need you to transform me. I need the transformation to get to where you showed me. God, I need you to show me the next step. But how desperate are you to allow Him to do that? How much control do you need to give up in order for God to truly show up in your life and do what he's wanting to do? When you are constantly controlled by your flesh, that is the devil's entry. That is his entrance into your decision making. He wants to influence your decisions for you. And y'all know that already. We know that already. But how desperate are we to get a hold of that? How desperate are we to fight in the spirit for that? How desperate are we to change that? How desperate are we to become a different person? God, what do I need to do? How desperate are you to even talk to God every day? God, I'm so desperate in my depression right now. I'll take anything you got, because I'm too vulnerable right now. I'm too weak right now. I don't know what it's like to be strong. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know what it looks like. Nobody in my family was strong. I've never seen a strong woman in my life. I've never seen a strong man in my life. I've never seen it before, God. And right now, I'm desperate to see it. I'm desperate to become it. I have a child. you've given me responsibility over some things, but because I'm still struggling in this area, I'm not able to steward over it properly. I need you. I need you to influence me. I need you to make the decision for me. Because my flesh is taking control of me. I can't even get out of this. I can't even get out of this mindset. I can't even get out of this place of despair. I can't even get out of this place of lack. I can't get out of this by myself, God. I need you. How desperate are y'all? How desperate are you to have a successful business? What work are you putting in? Or are you just praying your way? God, I pray for people to come into my life, and God, I pray for you to show me the next steps, and God, I pray that this business is successful. What areas of your life are you working on to have all of that? for God to do all of that in your life? What are you doing? You have to be desperate enough to say, God, not my will, but yours. Because what I want and what I'm asking for, I may not be ready for that. I think I am. But I internally, what you see inside of me, I may not be ready for that right now. So what process, what pruning do I need to go through in order to get what I need to get from you, God? What do I need to do? Desperation doesn't make you weak. It doesn't mean that you are weak. It means that you have humbled yourself enough to realize that you can't do anything without God. You can't heal yourself from your past trauma. You can't heal yourself from being raped. You can't heal yourself from being taken advantage of. You can't heal yourself from a broken heart. Like, why do we feel like we have so much control over our lives, over our circumstances, over our situations? Why do we feel like we have so much control to the point where we feel like we can pursue this thing without God? Now, I'm not saying that God won't use your brokenness. I'm not saying that God won't use the bad parts of you, the parts that he's still working on. But let's be completely honest. The places and spaces that God has for us, you think that broken Andrea belongs on a platform, or broken Andrea belongs in front of a speaking engagement, on a stage in front of a speaking engagement? Do you think that broken Andrea belongs in a marriage? Do you think that broken Andrea deserves or belongs to be CEO of a global business? What, like, that's why I'm desperate. God, whatever is not like you, take it, remove it from me so that I can get to those places and spaces. Help me to stop holding myself up. Help me to become so desperate for you that I forget my own strategy, that I forget my own way of dealing with things, that I forget my own interpretation or my own perspective of what happened to me. Like, y'all, I'm so desperate for God to strip me of what has been holding me back and what has been stopping me from becoming. I'm so desperate for God to strip me of my own desires in exchange for his. I'm so desperate for him to strip me of any doubt and fear and confusion that I may have still lingering in my heart when new opportunities come. I'm so desperate for him to speak through me on this podcast and to get a word out to y'all. Like, I'm desperate for that. But some way, somewhere along the line, our desperation has become, it has thinned out. It's thinned away. And some of us have become comfortable in what we're doing and how we're doing it. Our desperation is fading away because we have accepted less than, our flesh has accepted, this is how I'm going to be. This is just me. I can't kick this addiction by myself. I can't kick this frustration. I can't do it by myself. So I'm going to just live in this. I'm okay with this. I still want and desire God's best for me, but if he wants to give it to me, he's just going to give it to me, and I'm just going to sit here and wait for him. What? Sis, you're going to be waiting a long time because faith without works is dead. Do we even know what that means? Faith without works is dead. So I'm glad and I'm grateful for the people that have chosen to put in the work. I'm grateful for the people that chose to sign up for the Living in Pursuit Challenge. I truly appreciate y'all. I see your desperation. I see your willingness to change. I see that you are desperate for God, not me, not my instruction, not my strategy, but you are desperate for God to show up through this platform, through this challenge, through this podcast. Don't just listen and not do. Don't just hear and not do. Put in the work. When there are opportunities that come to you, understand that God responds to your desperation. So it's certain things that are going to come to you that is meant to help you, that is meant to be your next step. It's meant for your breakthrough. So again, how desperate are you? How desperate are you to become a better mother? How desperate are you to become a better wife? How desperate are you to become everything? Not just some things, but everything that God has for you. How desperate are you? Are we just cool with being average? Are we just cool as God's king, as God's kingship, as his kings and queens and his daughters of royalty? How desperate are we to even experience that? Stop being comfortable in your chaos. God don't work in chaos. He needs your desperation. He needs your willingness. He needs you to tone it down so you can hear him. He needs you to be in a place where you have canceled out all of the noise, all of the distractions. He needs you to be so desperate for him that you forget everything and follow him. Everything you've ever known, everything that was ever taught to you, everything that you've learned, he wants to convert your understanding so that you can be on the path, so that you can live in pursuit. How desperate are you? Just answer that right now. Just answer it in your mind, in your heart. Write it down. Ask God, what areas of my life do I need to become desperate for? Show me something that you want for me and make me desperate for it. Yeah. Make me desperate for it. Make me desperate to change my ways. Make me desperate to change my actions. Make me desperate for it, God, because I need it. I don't just want it. I need it. It's the next step. Your desperation is your next step. So I just want to encourage y'all to get desperate for where you're going. I can't stress that enough. Get desperate to become better than who you are right now. Who you are right now is not the final product. It's not the finished product. Get so desperate enough to see who you're going to be, where it makes you desperate enough to become it. Okay, God, I see it. Now help me become it. Just get in your word. I can't explain to y'all the importance of knowing your word. God's word. Being in your Bible. Get you a translation. Get you a Bible that has a translation that helps you understand what he is trying to say to you. This Bible is, it transforms you. It transforms your mind and your perspective. It's not just something you read that makes you feel good. Sometimes you can read your Bible and it make you feel bad. Dang, God, I didn't even look at it. I didn't look at my situation like this. Dang, God, I didn't know I needed this. I thought I had it all together in this area, but clearly, conviction is good. Conviction is good for you because it helps you become. It helps you learn. It helps you learn how to fast. It helps you to learn how to consecrate your flesh. It helps you to learn how to increase and develop your mind and your knowledge of God, and it feeds your spirit. It crucifies your flesh and it feeds your spirit. You're not desperate for that? You don't want that? Anyway, that's all I gotta say for y'all today. We were a little rowdy. We were a little, but I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. And whether you know it or not, there is a gift on the inside of me that is still being cultivated. There is an activation awaiting for me as well. So don't just be listening to this podcast saying, oh, that was a good word. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was, I like how she put that. That ain't me. That's God speaking through me. That's him. That's me allowing him to continue to do a work in me. Your best is yet to come. That's why it's important to get desperate now. Like these things are time sensitive. If you don't know, you can miss what God is trying to do right now. Don't always look for what he can do and what he's going to do. God, what you doing right now? Because I know that what you will do and what you can do, I know that's going to happen. But right now, I need the faith to believe that you can even do it. I'm done, y'all. That's all I got to say. I know that word was for somebody. Because it was for me too. But anyway, I love y'all. The Living in Pursuit Challenge is about to be hello, somebody. And I really want you all to just understand where I'm coming from. I'm speaking in a place of desperation. I don't want good things to happen for me. I want it to happen for you all too, for my family. I want to see God in a way that I've never seen him before. That's my desperation. That's my desire too. So we got to get desperate. We have to do the work. We have to actually forgive We have to actually change. We have to actually stop doing what God is telling us to stop doing in order to see and become who he had in mind when he formed us in our mother's womb. So that's it. I love y'all. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you share this episode on your Instagrams. Take a screenshot if you're listening to the podcast. Take a screenshot. Mention me. Mention the podcast. Whatever. The information is going to be in the show notes. Send this episode to somebody. I really hope that this has sparked a breakthrough. It has sparked a willingness in you that you were waiting for, the motivation that you were waiting for. And I really just hope that you allow God to make you desperate in certain areas of your life. I pray that you tame your tongue when you get angry and when you feel a certain type of way. I pray that your spirit tells you not to do something when your flesh tells you to do it. I really pray for that. So that's all I got for y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode on next week. Bye.